Tonight, we are very honored and blessed to have with us Dr. Seldon Dr. Nanda Pala Vimvamsa, who was born in Myanmar in 1940. He got his MA in Sri Lanka at Kenya University in Colombo, and his PhD in India. He is the founder and leader of Nama Vajraya Leya Center for Buddhist Studies in Saigon, Myanmar. He's director of the International Theravada Buddhist Missionary University in Yangon and the Sitaburu International Buddhist Academy in Saigon. Because of his excellent knowledge of and his teaching experience, he was awarded many high distinctions and titles. The Seldon's teaching method is very lively and practical, with many examples from daily lives, suttas, abhidhamma, and commentaries. Tonight, Seldon will share with us the three very important teachings of the Buddha's teaching, namely, why Buddhists must know abhidhamma and samatha and vipassana meditation. So, without much further ado, I'll pass the mic to Seldon.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. My dear Dhamma brothers and Dhamma sisters, today is dated October 30, 2012. It is a great pleasure to meet you here and to have a Dhamma talk, especially why Buddhists must study Abhidhamma and Samatha and Vipassana. Vipassana, as you know, this is the most important Buddhist practice. To approach Vipassana, what is important? It is study of Abhidhamma. First, we must know what is Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma, the Pali words, Abhi in Dhamma, in Sanskrit, Dharma. Abhi literally means here, profound. Dhamma is doctrine, profound doctrine. In other way, Abhidhamma, if we refer to the treatise, Abhi means special, Dhamma means doctrine. Abhidhamma is a special doctrine. For what? For vipassana meditation, insight meditation. The word Abhidhamma, we have to know two meanings. First, the word Abhidhamma refer to profound. Profound Dhamma, nama and rupa, mind and matter. We are composed of mind and matter. The Buddha explained mind and matter in the day and Abhidhamma test. Without the knowledge of Abhidhamma, we cannot approach correctly to vipassana meditation. Before practice of vipassana, we must try to realize nama and rupa, mind and matter. Abhidhamma test mainly explain nama and rupa, mind and matter in detail. Therefore, at least we must know what is mind, what is matter. Without knowing such a mind and matter, we cannot practice vipassana meditation. The object of vipassana is very important to follow correct ways. If you wish to use car, if you wish to travel by your car, by yourself, you must know at least how to drive a car. If you don't know as a technician, what is the functions of petrol, what is the functions of wheel, what is the functions of engine. But at least you must know how to drive. If you don't know how to drive, you cannot operate or you cannot drive a car. In this way, if you want to practice vipassana meditation, at least you must understand what is metta, what is mind. In this point, before practice of vipassana, everybody must learn, study Abhidhamma. The essence of Abhidhamma is nama rupa, mind and metta. Mind, metta, nama rupa is our life. Most people think, I know about myself. But they may know about himself, my name, what is my name, when I was born, where I was born, what is my parents, what is my job, maybe like that. But we don't know what is composed of us. We don't know where did we come from, where we'll go to. If you don't know about that, we do not understand ourselves. We do not know about ourselves. Abhidhamma explain to know about ourselves. Let me explain the importance of Abhidhamma. As you have already known, the essence of Abhidhamma is Namarupa. The Abhidhamma test, it analyzes Rupa, body or matter, into 28. But as is object of Vipassana meditation, the real matter are only 18. We must analyze the 18 material quality within us. Many suttas of the Buddha explained metta aggregate. What is metta aggregate? Metta aggregate in composed of four elements and 40 derivative metas, altogether 80. Any material quality as a minimum, it is composed of 8 or 9. Material quality cannot remain alone. It is composed of 8 or 9. Within sentient beings, there is as a minimum 9 material qualities. Inanimate things composed of 8 material qualities. Whatever we see, whatever material quality, it is the unity of 8 or 9. We must analyze these, the unit of material quality, 8 or 9. What is 8 material quality? The Abhidhamma test explains 4 great elements and 4 derivative metas. You should scrutinize or contemplate any kind of meta. For example, your breakfast may be bread. This is bread, the unity of 8 material quality. 8 material qualities are earth element, water element, fire element, air element. These are 4 great elements. Depending on 4 great elements, there exist color, smell, taste, nutritive accents. Color, smell, taste, nutritive accents. These 4 derivative metas remain and depend on 4 great elements. Altogether, 8 material qualities. These 8 material qualities indivisible. If you divide, there's nothing to be called metta. So metta cannot exist alone. It exists unities and unities. Whatever things may be, they are composed of a material quality, the unity of it. Within us, we must add life quality. We are not like a bread. We are more than bread. The life quality is more than bread. Therefore, whatever, what material qualities disappear, appeared again. Disappear and appear. Bread, if it disappear, never appeared again. Because of the faculties. This life faculty is protector of karma, according to Buddhist teaching. According to others' teaching, maybe created by God. Buddhism never accept the creator of creation. Therefore, Buddhist peoples are called atheist. Buddhist people, according to Buddhist view, there is no creator cause. There is a cause effect. It has its own cause. A cause produces its effect. But Teja Smobada explained this dependent on originations. According to Teja Smobada, there are cause and effects. As long as there is a cause, there are effect beyond. In Buddhist views, accepted only cause and effect. This is cause also, internal cause, external cause. Karma is internal cause. The utu ahara, sometimes internal, sometimes external cause. The metta is a product of four causes. What are the four causes? Karma, citta, consciousness, utu, heat and cold, temperature, ahara, nutritive essence. These four are the causes of material qualities. Among the four, karma and citta belong to nama. They are immaterial quality. The remain to themselves material quality. That is the meaning. Mind produce material quality. Metta produce another material quality. Only mind and metta, only these four causes are the cause of rupa. Whatever may be our body, material quality, our body, metta aggregates are product of these four causes. These four material qualities are indivisible. They remain together according to their lifespan. This Abhidhamma test explained in this way. All kind of material quality, at least composed of 8, composed of 8, composed of 9, composed of 10, they remain together, exist together, depending on one condition. They remain not forever. They have their lifespans. According to their lifespan, they appear and disappear, continue. As long as there is a cause, it appears. Then we have the product of karma, other material qualities. The material qualities are sensitive eye, sensitive ear, sensitive nose, sensitive tongue, sensitive body. We are not like a stove. We are not like a stove. These are product of karma. According to karma, these appear. There's no artificial eye. If there is an artificial eye, maybe another cause is, even nowadays, nobody produces sensitive eye. Maybe artificial eye cannot see. These are sensitive eye, sensitive ears, sensitive nose, sensitive tongue, sensitive bodies are product of only karma. Karma alone it produces. What is a karma? As you know, most translators use volition. I prefer stimulation. Volition, there is a wish. Karma, there is no wish. Only stimulation, motivation. Whatever we wish to do, there is something which is encourage us to tell something, to do something. It motivates our mind. That is called cetana. Cetana encouraged us, stimulated us to do something, to tell something. Because of cetana, actions appear. Karma means action. Why we act good or evil? Because of stimulation. First, cetana appeared. Because of cetana, according to cetana, we speak, there is a bhava action or physical actions appeared. Directly, actions are karma means the name of action. But not all actions can be called karma. Therefore, Buddhist text said, actions are just a result. The cetana alone is to be called karma. If it just action, also karma, what it would be? Without the intention, if you do something, you cannot escape from karma. Even arahants cannot escape from karma. Because of whoever walk on the way, on the road, on the path, there are insect or animal. Without knowing, they are killed. If it's so, if cetana is not karma, just action is karma, you will be guilty of Panaripada. Nobody avoid it because of, without knowing, they are insects. Because of us, they die. But the Buddha said, only intentionally killing is Panaripada. Therefore, this intentionally is referring to cetana. Therefore, cetana produce action, Chitana is the causal action. Only the causal action is called karma, Buddhist karma. Chitana ham bhikkhave kamam vadami. The Lord Buddha said, it is Chitana that I dwell as a karma. And then the name of result, cause mentioned. So this karma, some karmas produce material qualities. In previous karma, we have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. Some people have, their karma is not enough to produce eye. They become blind from birth, dumb and deaf. Maybe the American science say in other ways, in other causes, they lost their eye. Why they lost? That is a karma. Because of karma, they are absence of eye. So karma is main cause in producing matter. You should notice there are humankind, many people, even any family, the people cannot be similar. They are different in quality. Some are beautiful, some are ugly, some are bright, some are dull, some are lifelong, some are not short life. Some are rich, some are poor. Why? The Buddha explained it because of karma. The other religious believers think this is because of God. If it's because of God, ugly people will hate God. Beautiful people love God. So the God, not everybody loves God. There are many animals, enemies of God because of who is majority, ugly and beautiful. If a majority, who is majority, the rich man and the poor man. If a poor man, poor majorities, nobody left with God, because why created we are poor. So we'll be like that. Though we should not blame God, we blame ourselves, because of whatever we had, that is because of our intention, our mind. Aptitude of mind, good produce good, evil produce evil. It is nature. We are our own architect. If you wish to be beautiful next life, what should be done? You wipe out anger. Don't be angry. You should keep always a smiling face. You see, ugly face. Whoever have ugly face, their mind is ugly. Therefore, they have ugly face. One who have beautiful, loving kindness mind, their face always a smiling, lovely face. So, because of karma produce. Only these sensitive material qualities are produced of only karma. Only karma. According to karma, it runs the whole life. Life quality also produced of karma. Then another karma produced is femininity or masculinity. Femininity means femalehood, the source of female. Masculinity is the source of male. This also karma protects. Because of karma, they have femininity, masculinity, the material qualities. But some people's content according to their femininity and masculinity. Some are discontent, not satisfied their material quality. Therefore, they want to change. Even masculinity, they want to become gay, lesbian. By operation, they want to change. That is mentally abnormal. Mentally abnormal. Now, the gay populations more and more now. When I visit to Netherlands, I conducted a Abhidhamma class. One of the members of gay party, he requested me, want to ask some questions about gay. What do you think about a gay or lesbian? According to Buddhist test, this is because of kind of evil. It is a pia, akusala, evil or demerit, merit, demerit. Actually, it is because of karma. Therefore, we must try karmas. The Buddha's teachings, mind-centered teachings, according to Buddhism, to keep mind pure is important. We must try our mind to associate with metta, loving-kindness, compassion, karuna, appreciative joy and mudita. Sometimes we should ignore the other's misdeed, upekha. We should keep our mind pure and peace. The Buddha said, mental purity, impurity also explained. So mind and metta is contact. Karma produce some of the material qualities. Citta produce material qualities. According to Vidama test, citta also unity of mental qualities. At least they are composed of eight. Material quality also unit of eight. Mind also unit of eight. Mind cannot remain alone. It remained in groups. It exists in group. Abhidhamma test explained whatever mind. For example, we see something with our eyes. We know I am seeing. There is a goal, starting point, it is called I am consciousness. This I am consciousness is a unity of eight. There are consciousness and seven mental state altogether eight. When consciousness appeared, as soon as it appeared together, mental state. What has a mental state? Passa, contact, vedana, feeling or experiencing of the object. Sanya, perception. Chetana, stimulation or volition. Ekagata, one-pointedness, only one object. Jivitendriya, second life. Manasikara, attention. These seven mental states arising together with consciousness. These eight mentality are also indivisible, always unity, unit of eight. That is called one mind. You know the crab, it has legs. Without a leg, it cannot move. In this way, consciousness alone cannot contact the object. Depending on consciousness, passa is a contact to the object. Through passa, citta contact, consciousness contact the object. Vedana, experience. Sanya, pasit, or noted. Whatever we see, we noted. There is a sanya. And later, we remember about that. Whatever we see, whatever sound we heard, we perceived, noted. That is a noting system, sanya, chetana, encourage or motivation or stimulation. Ekagata, towards only one object, facing to only one object. Jivitendriya, psychic life. Disappear. After disappeared, appeared again because of jivitendriya, life faculty of mind. Manasikara's attention facing to the object. Otherwise, consciousness alone cannot contact with the object. They are working together. They have a different functions, but working together. We should understand according to example, nuclear. For example, everybody traveled by car. They drive a car. In a car, there are many functions. Roughly, we function. Body is a function. Engines are function. Patrols are function. Drivers are function. But they are working together. Different function, the same direction. What is the most important these things, these causes, function? Wheels function, wheel is important, or body is important, or engine is important, petrol is important, or driver is important. What is the most important to travel? What do you think? Which is the most important? Or equally important? Equally important. Some may think a driver is important. Even their driver, there is no petrol, empty petrol. What to do? There is no wheel. How to move? No engine. How to drive? So equally important. That is the meaning. All are working together, but different functions. So this unit of mind, altogether the eight mental states are different functions, but they are working together. Any office, any companies, a company also. In company there's managing director, secretary, and workers. But they work company. Only one direction. But they have different functions. Different functions. Not only company. When we walk on the road, how many things together, walking together in different functions? We have an eye, we have a leg, we have other bodies. The eyes are functions to see road. I cannot walk, just see, you see. Walking is by leg, but leg cannot see. The other bodies keep balance. All are walking together. Leg alone cannot walk. I alone cannot walk. All together. So our body also working together. In this way, my all material qualities working together. But they have different functions. Abhidhamma explained in detail. Abhidhamma is an analysis of mind and matter. Therefore, before practice vipassana meditation, we must learn Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma is a profound dhamma. Profound dhamma means, you see, mind and matter. What is the mind? What is we must try to understand. Otherwise, you see, we will be difficult to continue to operate. There are a lot of doubt. To clarify the meaning, first we must and we should be mega commentator of the whole Tripitaka, commentary of the whole Tripitaka. There is a chapter. This chapter is Panya Bhavana. To increase, to cultivate, and to increase vipassana insight. First, we must learn about nama and rupa. By learning from teacher, by questioning, we must increase our knowledge. This is a base knowledge. To approach vipassana, first we must know. Without knowing what is metta, what is the material qualities, if you meditate, you cannot clarify what is your technique, what is your object. We cannot know what is that. Therefore, the importance of Abhidhamma is very clear. Abhidhamma is, if you refer to Abhidhamma text, there are Abhidhamma tests are so wide. Dhamma Sangini, explanation of consciousness, explanations of material quality and how to communicate each other. In TD, the Buddha explained in Dhamma Sangani, first Vidama treatise, second Vibhanga, explanations of Buddhist terms. Those who wish to know more and more, they should learn. These texts are very, very large amount, large subject. Then Dhatukatha concerning talk on element, Pogala Panyati concept of individual, Kathavatu, the what is the final controversy, Jamakas, question and answer, Pratana, conditioning, relationship, causality. These Vidama texts are so wide. To approach it is not easy. Therefore, Abhidhamma here means profound Dhamma. What is it, the essence of seven treaties? The essence of seven treaties are mind and matter. If you reduce Abhidhamma, if you take out the essence of Abhidhamma, Abhidhamma is plain mind and matter, especially. So I want to say the importance of Abhidhamma, the importance of profound Dhamma. At least you must know what is metta, what is mind. Without such a knowledge, you cannot operate, you cannot practice vipassana. If you don't know how to drive a car, you cannot drive a car. You cannot travel a car by yourself. Therefore, whoever wish to follow vipassana technique, he must study Abhidhamma. Therefore, Buddhist must study for what? To practice vipassana. Vipassana for what? Without approaching vipassana, we cannot close to path and fruition. Without a path and fruition, we cannot attain nirvana. Many people's nirvana is the goal of Sammabodhana of the Buddhist people. Final liberation. But most people's intend the nirvana, wish to attain nirvana, because of the Buddha always said Nibbanam Brahman Sukham. Nibbana is supreme happiness. People always want to be happy. Even New Year they greet each other, Happy New Year, Happy Christmas. Because of they like happiness. Therefore, Nirvana is supreme happiness, not like a Christmas happiness, not a New Year happiness. New Year happiness means singing, dancing, drinking, playing, shouting. In Nirvana, such a things are not. Just peaceful and. Because in Nirvana, we are in the war. We are singing, getting older and older. Become the hair become white. The teeth is come out. So dancing, singing, moving, eating, sleeping. Getting older and older. After that disease, have to go to hospital, need to treatment. That is how human beings need cancer this way. Last day, funeral home. This is a samsara. In Nirvana, not such a problem. In Nirvana, not such a problem. We are not born, there is no jati. Because of there is no jati, there is no jara, no age, no decay, no death. There is nothing there to worry about. Therefore, the Buddha said, Nirvana is a supreme happiness. Supreme happiness. To attain supreme happiness, we must keep supreme mind. So, Abhidhamma explained impurity of mind. We must try to remove impurity of mind. That impurity of mind, mainly craving, hatred, delusion, jealousy, shamelessness due to akusala. Such things are, you see, impurities of mind. We must try to purify this mind. There's a way how to purify. First, we must know impurities. What are impurities? What are purities? When we become dirty, our clothes, we know this must send a laundry. If you wash ourselves, we must use water and soap. How to purify? Everybody knows about. Many people, they know defilement of material quality. But they never cared mental impurities. Never trying to purify our mind. They try always to purify our face. Many people visit to hospital to check up, physical check up. What is a disease, or healthy or unhealthy? But they forgot to do mental checkup. There's no doctors who will do mental checkups. Mental checkups are meditation center. If you wish to do mental checkups, you must go meditation center, follow meditation practice. To remove mental impurities. So to remove mental impurities, there are two types of technique in Buddhist technique. First is samatha, second is vipassana. Roughly, I want to say, samatha, what is samatha? Samatha means we practice our mind to concentrate only one object. When we concentrate only one object, we can remove some of mental impurities. What are the impurities? When we keep samatha object, our mind, if we concentrate our mind only that meditation object, they are never appeared sensual desire. Desire for sensual pleasure. Kama chanda. Desire for sensual pleasure. At that time, no sensual desire for sensual pleasure appeared. Sensual pleasure, desire for sensual pleasure is kama chanda. This kama chanda is a kind of craving. This craving lead to worry. Because of it is attachment. Attachments produce worry. If you wish to free from worry, you must remove attachment. Where there is attachment, there is worry. For example, if something is not your property, you never worry about it. Because you never attach it. Someone you don't know him or her, strange. If something happened that person, you never worry about it because you have no attachment to it. If your family or yourself, you have attachment. if something happened, worry beyond. So, worry means soka. This worry, where beyond? When there's a judgment, there's worry. For that object, well, where there was attachment, there is worry. To clarify that, if someone married a lady, because of some of the cause, he divorced. Before they living together, at time worry about this lady. If after divorce, never worry, because no attachment. Because of attachment is carried, produce worry. The Buddha explained only like, where there is attachment, there is worry. Therefore, if you want to free from worry, you must remove attachment. If you remove attachment, you never worry about that. So, kamachanda, desire for sense of pleasure. If you concentrate only meditation object, there is not a beyond sensual desire for sensual pleasure. Then, no hatred beyond, no mental restlessness, worry, no sloth in topa, no doubt beyond. Samatha concentration is can remove these mental defilements, nivarana, mental hindrances. You see, the mental hindrances cause to bane our heart. Bane our. Many people, because of these nivarana, mental hindrances, they lose their good mind, increase evil mind. Therefore, according to samatha method, if you follow samatha, you must choose one object. This object must be concept object, panyati, concept. Concentration is mostly not realities, concept object. For example, if you followed samatha technique, you should meditation posture, sit and cross leg and keep upright your bodies and focus your note straight. Then you regularly breathe in normal ways. You must try only that object. You should not let wander to your mind about the object. Only trying to remain only that object. Repeated only that breathe in, breathe out. Wherever the air touched, you must notice. When concentrations come into being, then breathe in, breathe out. Appeared a sign that is called nimitta. You think there are two smoke lines or sometimes two light lines come out from your nose. The nimitta appeared. On that nimitta, if you continued, you attained jhana. Jhana, first jhana means your mind towards that object, there is a mental state which is initial application, vitaka, sustained application, vichara, joint, pity, happiness, or blissful, bliss, sukha, and one-pointedness, concentration, ekagata. These factors clearly influence your mind towards the object. That is called jhana. Samma samadhi, samatha method. According to samatha, you can keep away desire for sense of pleasure, hatred the object, sloth and torpor, mental restlessness, remorse, and doubt. There's nothing defilement at that time. You are very peaceful. Only you stay with only this object. You remain only that object peacefully. There is no suffering at all. There is no pain in your bodies. You are happy. That is a samatha method. Actually, you should understand the object of samatha is panyati, not realities. The panyati object, it remained. Only you have a mental power. The highest attainment is abhinya. You can create your body in many ways. You are powerful. That is a samatha. But through samatha, directly you cannot approach Mecca and Pala to eradicate the kilesa, to see nirvana. You cannot. Therefore, you must change your technique, vipassana. There are two ways. That is according to your wish. You want to go after approaching, after practicing samatha, then you vipassana, then megaphala. That is one way. First you followed samatha, then you change technique into vipassana. After that, attained nirvana. That is called samatha yanika. Samatha come first, vipassana later. That is one way. In Buddha's lifetime, most disciples first they approach samatha. After that, they follow the vipassana. That way is if you succeed in samatha, you are easier to approach, to establish vipassana. A commentary said, if you wish to get any river, if you wish to get next path, you can take boat. If you using samatha, if you follow the vipassana, is you approach Nisipanga in boat. That is one way, samatha yanika. You have a wish, you never waste your time by approaching samatha. You want to go directly vipassana method. It is also possible. Vipassana object is, what is a vipassana object? Vipassana object is a reality. Reality is mind and matter, which is beyond within you. That is the object of vipassana. So approaching, using the mind and matter as a vipassana object, you directly go vipassana way. That is a look like, commentary said, if you wish to go to next pond in the river, you are swimming to next, but you may tired swimming. But it is also possible to reach next pond because of first samadhi, second knowledge. First panya, Samadhi is not separately, but Samadhi is following. But you should notice this point. Vipassana, Samadhi, Samatha, Samadhi, different according to object. That is must be noticed. The Buddha said, Samahito Bhikkhu Yatha Bhutan Janati Pasati. One who has a Samadhi, he sees, knows as they really are, the Buddha said. That is, Samadhi is referring to Vipassana Samadhi. Samatha Samadhi is concentrated only Panyati object. That is, for happiness stay in life, happy stay for any life. Some people think without a samatha method cannot attain a vipassana. But there are suttas. Visuddhimagga also clearly explained there are two yanikas, samatha yanika, vipassana yanika, two yanika. Vinarevo Ananda explained Yuga Nada Sutta. Is Anguttara Nikaya, Yuga Nada Sutta. In Yuga Nada Sutta, Vinarevo Ananda said, Samatha Pobhengamam Vipassana Bhavedi. First way. One developed Vipassana preceding Samatha. The second way is Vipassana Pobhengamam Samatha Bhavedi. One developed the samatha preceding vipassana. So two ways are possible. Two ways are possible. Should not controversy about that. Whatever you like, you choose. Anyway, according to the procedure, you see, meditation practice is not other factors. It is a Four Noble Path. A Four Noble Path. A Four Noble Path, right understanding, right thought, samadhi, and samasankappa, is knowledge. Samavacha, right speech. Samagamanda, right action. Samajiva, right livelihood. That is a sila, morality. Samavayama, right effort. Samasati, right mindfulness. Samasamadhi, right concentration. This is a samadhi. According to Buddhist practice, sila, samadhi, panya. Must go there. Must do in this way. Why sila is necessary? If you have a good morality, sila, you never worried about your action because of you observed sila. So you will be enjoying. Because of you are in no sense, therefore you will be happy. When you are happy, your body and mind tranquilities, in a state of tranquility. After that, you are blissful, blissfulness. When there is a blissfulness, your mind will be concentration, in a state of concentration. When you have a concentration, you will know things as they really are. Sila produces samadhi, samadhi produces knowledge. In this way, carry on. If there is no morality, you know. You know the story of Angulimala. Angulimala is great mother, well known great mother, mother. When he followed the Buddha as a disciple, the Buddha gave meditation. When he sit the meditation, when he focus meditation object, what is a beard? There are former pictures of beard over there. What is a former picture? He chased people and killed people. People are shouting and running. There are bloodshed. So many, many things, unhappiness appeared in his meditation practice. He cannot sit. He cannot continue meditation because of these pictures disturb him. Cannot concentrate his mind because of he is not a innocent mind. He is not moral at ease. After that, the Buddha keep. Since you have become monk, you never kill anybody. Forget other things. You notice only new life. I mean, I never kill anything, any beings. Now I'm pure. I never kill. Don't trace past. Only you are born as a monk. Since then you notice. You know Angulimala Sutta, Yatoham Bhagini Riyaya Jadiya Jato Navi Janami San Sanchecha Panan Jivita Orabhya. I never remember I killed any beings since I was born as a Riya. The Buddha gave away. Forget the others. At the time he succeeded his meditation practice. So sila is important. Without a sila, we cannot easily attain samadhi. When we cannot attain samadhi, knowledge cannot come into being. Therefore, Buddhist practice, mainly the Buddha said, sila, samadhi, panya. The composed of sila, samadhi, panya is a Four Noble Path. That is called Mecca. Mecca. What is the meaning of Mecca? Most translators use Mecca means path. Path to Nirvana. Actually, Mecca is deeper meaning than that. What is Mecca? The commentators explain Mecca means Nibbanatikehi Makhiyaditi Mecca. One who wish to attain Nirvana, they must follow these ways. That is Mecca, to be followed. Nevanati kehi makati kavedati makhiyati mako should be such, should be quested to attain Nirvana. That is a starting point. If you wish to go to Nirvana, you must follow this Mecca. That is the meaning. Then, who will search for you, Nirvana? Who will search? What is will search for Nirvana? So, Nirvana Magati Gavesati Di Mekho. You need not search yourself, Nirvana. If you establish and develop the Eightfold Noble Path, the Eightfold Noble Path themselves will search Nirvana. They will search. But you must follow according to this way. You must keep it fresh or keep developed these. Sila, Samadhi, Panya, they will search Nirvana. These Dhammas will search Nirvana. Then, search Nirvana, if we found how to go Nirvana, So, kilesi marendo nibbana gacchati iti mekho. Ma means destroying, eradicating mental defilement, attain nibbana. What is attain nibbana? Only this Eightfold Noble Path. Eightfold Noble Path, by killing, eradicating mental defilements, attained nibbana. So just we must do only Eightfold Noble Path. This practice of Eightfold Noble Path is vipassana, insight, meditation. So the importance of Abhidhamma is to understand, to realize material analytical knowledge, or to have analytical knowledge of mind and matter, to clarify the Dhamma. Samatha means to have a concentration, to produce knowledge easily. Vipassana means insight, in different ways sees things, as a impermanent, suffering, and no soul. Without a vipassana knowledge, we cannot approach Mecca. When vipassana also called Pobhabhaga Mecca. At that time, the Eightfold Noble Path is not harmoniously. In Mecca, this Eightfold Noble Path become as a one. In vipassana state, they are working in different ways. In different ways. In Mecca appeared, they become as a one. Therefore stronger. So all Buddhist people, you should understand. I hope you realize the way to practice, how important Abhidhamma, why Abhidhamma should studies, and why we should follow the Samatha and Vipassana. So our Buddhist Sammabodhi is a Nibbana, to approach Nibbana. Only in Nibbana we will be free from birth, decay, and death. Let me conclude my Dhamma talk by saying, you may all attain Nibbana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, Sero, for a very uplifting and energetic talk, having very broad aspect on the Buddha teaching, the three main profound teaching. So I think we got some time for Q&A. I don't know whether anyone from the floor got any questions to ask Sero.
Thank you very much, Sero, for the attending talk. The question is, just now you were saying that you can actually practice Samatha first, followed by Vipassana, or Vipassana first, then followed by Samatha. So how do we know which one we are suitable for?
How do we know Samatha and Vipassana?
How do we know that which one we should practice, whether Vipassana first or Samatha first?
Any one technique, one object, I want to explain. If you choose breathe in, breathe out, you should not move other object. Only breathe in, breathe out where the air touched. After that, nimitta appeared. You must keep your mind only this nimitta. You should not think this appear and disappear. Only nimitta. Okay, what is appear in your mind? You concentrate only that object. That is a samatha. If you change your techniques, you must notice not only one. There is air. When we breathe in, breathe out, there is air. Air is another material quality. But the the place where nutrients there, where the air touched, there is sensitive bodies. So air is one material quality, sensitive body is one material quality. You notice air touched, you know this when it is touched. Noticing this touched, that is a mind. So 3 points you understand. At the time, before touched, they have knowing of touched never appeared. So when the air touched, knowing of touched appeared. So if you notice these three things, air and nostrils are metta, the knowing of touch is mind. So mind and metta working together. So that is a starting point of vipassana, not only remain only one object.
May I know what kind of condition is called upekkha?
Upekkha. Upekkha is 10 kinds of upekkhas. What do you want to mean? Upekkha, metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. You want to mean metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, that upekkha. Or other upekkhas. You should clarify your question. Which upekkha you want to know? You want to know metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. This upekkha is a noble practice. Because of noble abode. This noble abode is not a kind of feeling. There is equanimity. For example, a person who have a loving kindness to another person, therefore first he help him or her, he help, but never hope from others return to help. Only his side, he help him or her. Never wish, never desire for others. That is called upekkha. Never. You understand this one? Yeah. That is, for example, once help the others, most people think, I have him, therefore he must say thank you very much. He want even thanks. But he never think about it. He think or may not. That is nothing. Only he just help. Nothing he desire from him. That is upekkha. Upekkha means, you see, always thinking about it. Or according to their karma, they appear. According to karma, only karma alone thinking about. That is noble abode, upekkha. The other upekkhas also have. The other upekkhas, vedana upekkhas, means this neither happiness nor unhappiness. Unknown feeling. That is vedana upekkhas. Upekkha, sankhara upekkha means knowledge upekkha. Knowledge keep balance other functions together. So upekkhas are all together 10 kinds of upekkhas in Visuddhi Magga has mentioned. So okay.
Okay, any more questions from the floor? So if not, then we shall end our talk tonight. And before that, we will request Sardar to dedicate some merits in the So thank you once again. There are many people that meant to next talk for Sardar. I think is the head brother of our school members who actually bring us to talk tonight, inform BF about Sardar. In fact, a lot of viewers in BF are not familiar. It's the first time that we have this opportunity to listen to Sardar's talk. I'm sure that many will benefit from the recording and of course from the live recording as well. So, and also members who actually, especially by the chair for Sadhu to be comfortable so that he can speak, continue this for about 2 hours, and also many other logistic. And of course, more important, I think, is everybody here to for tonight to make to ensure to be here to listen and to make this talk a successful one. And we shall put yourself in an Anjali position to dedicate merits on the Dharma meeting, listen and accrue and transfer to all the departed beings. Invitations to the devas to participate in our choir merits. Eta vatacha amehi sampadam bhumya sampadam sabe deva anumohantu sabasabati siviya. Sharing and dedications of merits to the departed.
Idame rapinam hotu sukhita honchu nyatayo. Idame rapinam hotu sukhita honchu nyatayo. Idame rapinam hotu sukhita honchu nyatayo.
And our service, dedications and prayer. I dedicate the merits which are accumulated to the cultivation of my mind in order to bring happiness and benefits to all sentient beings. I dedicate the merits to my parents, my spouse, my children, my relatives, friends, colleagues and adversaries, wishing them long life, good health, happiness and prosperity. May they never part from the triple jet, they always walk the path towards enlightenment.
Arahaṁ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṁ bhagavataṁ abhivādeni svāgato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṁ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasano sangham namami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
We also want to give 3 bows, 3 prostrations to Sadhu for the excellent sharing tonight. First bow. Second bow. Third bow. Thank you, Sadhu.